Titus 3:3 says, "For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another." April 1st is known as April Fool's Day. As with many things, most people have no idea how April Fool's Day began and became a thing, and I was one of those people, but I did find that some historians point to the change of the calendar from the Julian to the Gregorian in the 16th century, and that change in calendars moved New Year's Day to January 1st instead of the first day of spring or the spring equinox, which had previously been on April 1st. Supposedly, since news traveled slow in the 16th century, some groups of people missed the New Year's Day on January 1st and celebrated it on April 1st, and as a result, they were made fun of and called April Fools. Others go even further back in time in the Roman Empire when there was an end of March festival known as Hilaria, which means joy. And for the festival of joy called Hilaria, people would dress up in disguise and act foolish, and they would mock people, and that would include some of the rich and powerful. And on that day alone, they could get by with that and not get in trouble for the most part. But regardless of its origin, it's become a way to break the monotony of winter and celebrate the coming of spring by pulling pranks or fooling people with hoaxes and tricks and other such things. I'm not one of those prudes who would condemn having a little fun, but I've just never really enjoyed the whole practical joke thing. I like comedy, I like jokes, I like to have fun, but I just never did enjoy the practical jokes that I've seen pulled most of the time through the years. I think one reason is because when I was a kid, most of my experiences with practical joking and April Fool's events just involved people who just didn't have any sense, and the things they did weren't really even fun or funny, and they ended up being mean and hurtful, and they made things awkward and not really funny. So I won't, you know, be going out of my way to pull gags on April 1st. If you do, have fun, but please don't do anything harmful or try to be mean or hateful. Make it fun or funny and not thoughtless and hurtful. Even in our leisure and times that we let our hair down and want to have fun, we still ought to be biblical. Nothing we do should be immoral, unethical, mean-spirited, selfish, or otherwise hurtful to others. In other words, even on April Fool's Day, Christians ought to act with love and charity, as 1 Corinthians 13:5 and 6 says, that charity, quote, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. We should never check in our wisdom card, even on special days or for special events. At all times, 365 days a year, we're to live biblically and not revert to the sort of things we did before being saved, as Paul wrote in our text in Titus 3:3, "For we ourselves also were, past tense, sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another." I refer to such behavior as my BC days before Christ, but as a Christian, on days like April Fool's, those days can become like landmines where you go overboard and you do something that hurts the level of respect and trust that others have for you. And that's a major concern in the life of a Christian, even when it comes to the unbelievers in your life. As Paul wrote in Colossians 4:5, which says, "Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time." Again, I'm not condemning all forms of practical joking. But it's like Nehemiah said on the special day taking place in Nehemiah 8:10, "For the joy of the Lord is your strength." When you walk in the wisdom of God's Word as a born-again child of God, you can experience a joy that the world doesn't know. And it's a joy that is fulfilling and needs no compensation. It certainly doesn't lead you to go against God's Word in the things you do.